come one, come all. It's tough to say, y'all.
We don't do this often on the Tough to Say podcast, but it is a day of birth for one of our dear brethren. Do you know who I'm talking about, Graham?
I am. It's Jane Ash, because I forgot about it last year and I wrote it down. I'll never forget it for the rest of my life, the rest of my days on this planet.
He'll listen to
this. I won't forget my little boy brother, my little bitch boy brother, Jane Ash.
Yeah.
The
awkward.
Maybe
downstairs.
Our gift.
Well. What do you want to gift? You want to gift him like a penance? Like you want to gift him the opportunity, a reconciliation to come back on the pod? Or are we still banishing him?
I think amnesty from amnesty. The prior sentence. Is that the right usage of the term? Amnesty?
I like amnesty a lot. What is not politically.
Amnesty definition. Look at me. This is a perfect word. An official pardon. For people who have been convicted of political offenses.
Gee, newsflash. Grandma's using the perfect word. That's never happened before. Graham, give me a break, dude. You self-loathing, pat yourself on the back guy. Relax, dude. We know you'll use the right word.
MacDon, when I say yerple, you say gerple. Yerple.
Papa!
You're really not playing into the fucking thing. You know, we're good. Is the fucking... Our Wi-Fi suck balls.
Yeah,
is everything good? Are you good? Are you crying? You're crying on the other side of the thing right now?
I pay a company in San Francisco a lot a month. It's $70 a month for just really what I think is probably good. I would say just good Wi-Fi. I don't think it's great. I don't think it's incredible. Grandma, you might remember the one I had in Gainesville was cray. But this one's pretty
good. Well, Cox
good.
Sucks. Are you claiming that the one you had in Gainesville was good?
No, Neiman, remember that spaceship thing I had?
You did have a crazy modem, but that doesn't make the internet that much better.
No, Neiman, I was tapping off the fiber op of UF, bro.
You had the Omnitrix in your crib.
It's funny, I'm saying it again, damn it. In apartments, because there's so many walls and the areas are... Think about it. I live in a building, there's 300 units. Everyone has their own Wi-Fi, so everyone is just like making their own networks. It's like a cluster of just Wi-Fi network over. If you were to make a sandwich of Wi-Fi networks, it'd be the biggest sandwich on earth.
But you that's quite an image. You don't think that they're sophisticated enough to be totally bipartisan in the cribs?
No, because I'm doing this on a project right now as we speak.
Looking up bipartisan. Bipartisan.
They do live in an ecosystem where they all jointly they talk.
Is there a bipartisan agreement between the Wi-Fis in your building?
Look at us talking politics. Amnesty, bipartisanship. We are anti-Hamas. We are anti-Al-Qaeda.
That's true about us.
We are political, folks.
So true. What I would always consider myself is not ignorant to what's going on in world events.
Mm.
I'm well read. Mm. Up to date, and these are all things I say with absolute no smile on face, no sarcasm detected.
Neiman.
But can I tell you one thing?
Yeep.
And it's a sobering moment in a solemn Tuesday pod. Mm. It is a spooky day for those tuning in, and what a spooky weekend it was, because the most undefeated element in the chart. You could pick from. It's not boron. It's not iron. It's actually alcohol.
Great usage of boron. Boy, you don't hear that word a lot, folks. There's Graham saying amnesty and boron. The kid's got a vocab.
MacDon, I've met my match yet again.
Yeah.
It has happened again, and there are some details that I'm sparing.
Yeah, why do I feel like this time last year you also had like a wake up, kind of roll over, have water, and be like, OMG, I can't do this again moment?
It is something about Halloween, and yet the older I get, the more egregious it feels to wake up as such. But I haven't even caught you up to speed about the horrific events that occurred that were all self-inflicted wounds.
In context of like the world currently, usage of the word horrific is just so funny.
Yeah, I mean, dude,
Again, we hate Hamas. You know, we
right,
they
right.
are evil.
It's so true.
We want them to rot in hell. But for Graham to have a horrific night, I think the floor is his. I think we owe him that, folks. I think we owe him. Look, I walk that tightrope, right? I have the audience's back, but I also have to have my co-host happy. I got to have him happy.
That's true. That's true. That's true. This is not the second coming of No Russian from the early Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. Mm. This is Modern Warfare used by, unfortunately, our dear friend George Clooney and his tequila, and a couple of poor decisions down what was a collection of poor decisions that led to some stupidity that I embarked on a journey of a word that I'm thinking, which means stupid, but that we no longer use in everyday lexicon.
I think I know what letter it starts with. So
I'm thinking it, though.
Yeah. So as I look at six shooters of that exact brand, I know the damage that can be done. So please, Graham, please.
MacDon, you've seen me going out. You know I've been in the streets.
Yep.
We've been outside, as they say, in the cut. The boy in the cut, as Drizzy Drake would say. And when you're out at the frequency that I have been on each weekend, you're just due. You're due. You never know when. Could be months. Could be a year. But you're always due for one real bad one. Real bad. Because alcohol is undefeated. Even when we think that we're veterans. Even when we think we're approaching it with caution, eating a full, well-balanced meal, all these things, we think, I'm impervious. I can't be beat by alcohol. Alcohol is the early boxing simulator Mike Tyson. You cannot take this thing down without the proper care and consideration. And brother, I fucked up. Your boy blacked out pretty hard. And there's a lot of different things that went into this. And the consequences of those actions, I will also detail, which, generally speaking, I think are pretty minimal. Thankfully. But if you would allow me to take this space,
do we want
to
run,
repent for my sins?
Do we want to run a quick ad before we start?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I think it's only right we shout out our sponsor. That's Evian and Dell Computers.
Oh, Dell, dude. Dell laptops, Dell monitor, double display. Triple that shit on TTS20 to get 100% off an order and also a pack of new ports with your Dell monitor triple double display. TNT doubleheader featuring Dell Curry, Steph Curry's dad, also Seth Curry's dad.
Yep.
He comes along with the deal. He's a little sex boy.
Hey, do you think
so you can have a little sex boy Dell with your Dell laptop?
Could your employer and my employer respond? You think, what would that conversation, man, that'd be a funny conversation. Anyways.
I think so. I mean, isn't this the beauty of vertical integration?
I think you talk vertical integration to a development company, construction company, they're thinking something way different than this.
So we're thinking vertical integration. What do you guys think?
They'd be thinking like construction, design, leasing, property management. They ain't thinking what you're thinking.
PR, media, entertainment, media, pods, Yedyoks.
Fake news.
I think we have it all. Fake news. Denouncing terrorist organizations.
Remember how, oh man, what an era when like the term fake news was just like a daily debate. Golly.
I know. Now it's other stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's other stuff like yeah, how.
Here's your brain. Talk geopolitics, bro. What you got, brother? What events are you on your brain?
Well, Neiman. They say that baby Gronk rizzed up Livy Dunn, but I don't really know. I mean, I'm just saying watch the tape. I'm burning the tape from this weekend, but I'm just saying watch that tape.
So speaking,
it feels like fake news to me.
Speaking of that tape, and we're not thinking about that tape, the infamous Graham O tape. We all know about it.
Which tape is that? Actually, I actually do know that tape.
Yeah, we know.
I do have a tape that is the cringiest tape of all time. It's circulated every year, and it makes me feel like an absolute bitch-ass loser every year. Mm-hmm. Worst tape ever.
But so, Graham, Grease, as some people call you, Greg, as
some
others.
Some people do. not people I'm fond of, but certainly some Gregs.
So, my brother.
You can't make a tomlet without breaking a few Gregs.
So, I'm sure that was like a nod to your show that you like called...
Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, yeah, great movie.
The show.
So, Cheddar Bob, let's talk. You had a
remember you remember when Lilo and Stitch were in The Sopranos season 3 with Buscemi? He came in. I can't do a good Stitch. I was gonna try.
So my Stitch is really more like a weird Donald Duck. Like that's kind of like.
You want to give it a go?
Yeah, Mista, wala Mista.
Tony, I didn't do it. He's Italian. Here's what happened, dude. Here's what went down.
Yeah.
I go to bed Earl on Fry, feeling great. Wake up, feeling like $1 billion. It's funny because I haven't even gotten into the bulk of the story, and I shit you not, as I sit here, normal, felt obviously strange and bad throughout the day, but I haven't had a headache. Just now about to go back and detail this to you and to the 2 or 3 listeners that are around and listening. I just got a headache. So this is kind of where this day has gone. I thought it was a normal day in the neighborhood. I love Halloween. I celebrate. I usually overindulge. But I do feel like it's the appropriate holiday for me to do so. And so I meet up with an old friend. No alcohol has been consumed at this time. Old OG, B-Novs in the cut. We went and got a wonderful lunch. It was a long lunch service. Maybe not the best, but it was a lovely lunch, and they were kind. They just took forever. So around like 3, I'm pretty fueled. I have fuel in my bod. I've done a workout that day. I'm feeling spry. I'm feeling young. I'm feeling youthful. I'm feeling hung a little bit too. I pull up to this bar. We try one, too many people. We try another, too many people. A third, same situation. Meet up with another friend. Shout out to my boy Kyle. Find a nice little spot.
Campbell.
Bespoke, not Campbell. Pull up to the spot. Sit down. Start my first beverage around like 3:30, or I'd say 3:30, right around kickoff of maybe one of the worst games I've watched in a long time, of which my team was supposedly represented in what is known as Florida, Georgia. Don't get it twisted. It's in that way, in that order. Not a great showing. And so I noticed that I was having quite a few tequila sodas. And as you know, it's going to be Migo Soda, sponsored by George Clooney and Del Curry. So I probably had 3.
Okay.
Normal. I ate some wings.
Wow.
I was fueling.
Were you at the spot you took us by chance?
No, different spot. A spot I had never been before. A spot called Teddy's.
Oh, Teddy's.
No free ads.
The Lasso.
Free ad.
Yeah.
Free ad for Teddy's. Free ad for Sudeikis. It's called Teddy's. Cool spot. Awesome wings. Great drinks. Sat at the bar. Vibed. Del Curry in that bitch.
And people.
Del laptops in that bitch.
Picture, I mean, everybody knows Grandma. He's a big man. He's tall. He's got a great body on him. When that man eats a wing, he makes out with that wing.
I clean it. Nah, I just clean him.
Nah, not Neiman. So you're at that bar. We know what.
I suck him dry. Suck the wing dry.
That napkin is so needed. That's his BFF.
I'm giving the wing neck. Best neck that wing probably ever gets. I'm giving the neck dome on the wing with Del Curry. And I'm just eating wings and living life and smiling, having a grand old time. Gators sucking.
They do stink, but like the old saying goes, I think we're 1 year away. Now, are we 1 year away from being 1 year away? IDK, Gunna Voice. I think we're 1 year away, and I'll just leave it at that. I really do. I really, really do, Graham.
After everything I've just said, is there anything irregular about my day?
Neiman.
From any of the other days?
No, Neiman. I mean,
that would lead
to the catastrophe that occurred. Other than you touching a little Goyard or like Laura Piano.
Yeah, Laura P for sure with my dog DB.
Or Givenchy. I think this is shaping up.
Givenchy.
I think this is shaping up to be a pretty walk in the park, pun intended, day.
You're goddamn right. And so I leave this bar around a normal time, around maybe 5:30.
Great time.
I go home.
You quit on the game.
I did quit on the game hard. Third quarter rolls around. There was 26 unanswered points in the second quarter. And then they come out and they immediately score in the third. I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Yep.
I don't need to see anymore. Seen all the pain. I'm no masochist, really. I'm a lover, a gentle lover, giving neck and dome to the buffalo wings in front of me. They were actually. And can you guess the flavor that I chose?
Yeah. Well, give me garlic parm.
No, I can't do garlic parm. It would destroy my stomach.
Lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper is my favorite wing. I had those yesterday, but on Saturday, I had the honey sriracha.
Honey sriracha? Dude, that's in the same neighborhood as garlic or garlic parm.
That's the most cappiest phrase that you've ever said. Those are just wildly different wings.
I know your digestive tract, my boy. Sriracha.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Sriracha's going to run through you like Usain Bolt in the 100 meter.
I mean, that's fair. And its effect on my beta bowels are not great. But a garlic parm, I might as well check myself into Mount Sinai. If I'm going to be ripping a garlic parm 3:30 at Teddy's in Williamsburg, are you cereal? Contrasting? No way. So I'd be contrasting I'm having a child.
If anyone's, doing some Christmas shopping for me, dry rub for wings would be a great one. I'm a dry rub guy through and through, double the ranch. Grandma, I think, is a little more versatile. But anyways, we digress. Okay. Let's get to the meat of this nonsense. All right. We know the base. All right. Let's start climbing this mountain, my boy.
I get back to the crib, Ethan and Lewis. Of course, I... Every time we say Ethan Boyce, I think it's so funny because I could hear him say it. I get home, and earlier in the week, I didn't really know what I wanted to be. Last podcast, we discussed what I might be for Halloween. Went to a Spirit Halloween. Didn't sell guns at the Spirit Halloween in Williamsburg. No fake guns. A lot of fake weapons, but no fake guns.
Speaking of, you see the news out of Ybor?
No. I don't know where this is going, but no.
Pretty bad news. Speaking of fake guns, pretty bad news.
Fake guns?
Yeah, Ybor. there was a big Ybor shooting.
Guns. Oh, God.
But dude. Listen, we've broken the seal. We talk politics, local and national. We talk them all.
Well, he said that he feared for his safety. Record show. This guy looks like, have you seen the photo of this guy?
He looks very normal.
I don't know. I don't know about normal. He looks like
are you doing the shooter or the victim? I'm looking at victim pick.
I don't know. I'm looking at this guy, Tyrell Phillips, 22, was arrested on a second-degree murder charge.
Okay, no, I'm talking about a guy who unfortunately caught one of Tyrell's bullets.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's extremely sad.
Yeah. Not good.
Tyrell Phillips? Tyrell Phillips kind of looks like an early 2000s LSU DB. Ooh. He, not a David Rossiana, but a defensive back. He looks kind of like he's about to get a targeting call in the secondary. Mm-hmm. That guy's scary. Anyway.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what I was going to be, so I perused the Spirit Halloween in hopes of uncovering a Matrix trench coat.
Yep.
Didn't, but what I did find is, and what I believe the correct term here is, a unitard.
Oh, that's right. You were. Yeah.
It was so it's not like thong style.
Which I it has still like think
the
it. Do you have pictures?
Yeah, of course. Here, I'll send it to you. Did you mute because you just farted? Because I've been doing that.
No, I moved the mic, and so I wanted to you.
No, for sure, man.
I wanted to spare you that nonsense noise.
I'm going
to
send you a photo.
Or someone will text me later. Dude, the audio is so bad, bro.
I know. I never thought that I'd see the day in which somebody would be texting us that and actually mean it, but I'm sending you two photos right now just for reference of how it looks.
Sorry, Taylor.
This is before. Sorry, Taylor Swift.
Sorry, Taylor and Matt. Who still, I think, are part of the family, I think, Graham.
Sort of kind. I mean, they're, family adjacent. Never not in the family.
Folks,
once you're in the family, you don't get to leave the family.
Any new listener out there, Matt Rodrigue, goat editor, Taylor
Goat,
Fair,
yep, goat.
Goat, kind of visual queen for Tough to Say. So we're building out an office. We're currently in the market for some office space.
Yeah, we're looking in Soho, actually.
Yeah.
Premiums, low.
Yeah, brokers.
Rent, low.
Brokers, start your engines. We need some office
stocks,
space.
High.
Yeah. Let's IPO, Tough to Say.
Dude, what do you think our shares would sell?
Well, that's the thing.
100p? Neiman. They sell it at 100p.
It could be a penny, but they only got to move to penny plus one, and we're well on our way, brother.
Penny plus one, baby. That's how they're selling, dude. That's stock a chain. That's stock talk.
What's the
for
business
you,
model?
Bitches.
We're just going to plus the whole time.
Yeah, we're actually just going to earn. Always. Earn always.
L's? Never heard.
Nah. It's actually Dubtober 24/7.
Dude.
12 months out of the year.
Dude, last epper of Dubtober.
Yeah, this is the final Dubtober.
And what's a shame is it sounds like we ended on an L for the
fat
for
L.
Grandma. Yeah.
Fat L. Self-inflicted.
Yeah, Dub's
L.
up here.
It wasn't even like, oh, bad turnover. It was like my team all just got shit. It's probably not. Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, you know, yeah. 10 years ago, probably not even then. Yeah. My team didn't show up.
Yeah.
Didn't show up. Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
The bus broke down. Okay. So.
Yeah. The bus didn't get
shot. You have the wardrobe. You have the outfit. You have the crew.
I got it all, man. And I'm looking crazy. I'm looking also swole as hell. Mm. And I throw on this wig. I'm dressed as an 80s physical fitness trainer. Mm. And you probably saw this insane video on likely the platform formerly known as Twitter, now called X, of a very large security guard punching a man so squarely in the face. And he happened to be wearing this exact same costume. So this was a big Spirit Halloween physical trainer costume that did make its rounds, not only within the state, but nationally. If you haven't seen this video, MacDon, I will send it to you.
Thank you. Continue.
Okay. I throw it on. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling a little twisted.
Mm.
I get on a city bike. It's an e-bike, of course. I take that shit over the bridge. I'm fucking vibing, man. I'm going fast.
Can I ask a question?
Living my life. Of course.
I think all bikes are e-bikes, right?
No, that it's very much not the case. So normal bikes, they're just bikes. But the e-bikes, they're electric bikes. And so they pedal essentially ten times that of a normal man.
I was thinking E like green. Okay.
EA Sports in the game, but these are electric bikes. So you're fucking flying. Mm-hmm. Probably unsafe.
Yeah.
And
I don't know how any of that exists. Like, there's a lot of dumb things we have to do as a society to just clear safety protocols. How about put drunk kids on bikes and scooters? That's
facts.
That just seems morally wrong.
It does. I have done both. And I'm flying down the bridge. I'm going over a bridge. Go over the Williamsburg Bridge. Beautiful. Living an awesome life. I look ridiculous. I look like I'm going to train a class.
Were you cold?
No, it was 80 degrees out of nowhere.
Wowzers.
It just recently got cold.
Yeah,
it was very hot.
It was actually perf in Charlie's over the weekend. But it had moments of kind of some heat. Yeah. But apparently it's going to get cold. So yeah, that's us talking weather. Local politics, national politics, and Graham's vocab. Graham, continue.
Yeah, it's the shared human experience. There's no harm, no foul in discussion of weather. We all experience it. But I get to this crib, and dude, this isn't like a crazy banger. Not at all. This is just all the homies. The whole squad represented,
yeah, it looked
which
like
is lovely.
If you were to build out Graham's fantasy football team, it's his.
Yeah.
It's like that roster. It's like running back, Ben Root. Center, double A, coach, Michael.
Yeah, it's whole gang.
Quarterback,
and it's
Otto.
Right, of course. Otto definitely in that bitch, slinging it. And there's no reason at all for an uptick in consumption. I will say, before I got out the door, I did take a solo shot. Don't usually do that. Did that. Pull up to crib. Drink some. There are some elements that I did consume, one of which you could find growing on a stem, the other which you could find growing in the grass. And the combination of those three things likely led me down a path of insanity. And now, I will say, by all accounts, I was in the vibe state for several hours. Several. I mean, I got there definitely at like 8 o'clock. I'm good. I'm good until midnight. I'm chilling. No problems at all. I remember everything. Everything's great. All of a sudden, I'm using a sound bar. I'm using a sound bar like a sword. And I'm holding it kind of like a rifle. Not great timing, but I am doing that.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, MacDon, with no transition whatsoever, no interlude, no outro, I wake up in my bed. Mm. And I wonder how the hell I got there with no idea at all.
You literally had a hangover. You had the movie The Hangover. You just lived it.
I lived it. I woke up, no recognition of my surroundings, no recollection of the night prior. I don't know how I got there. I look on the ground. All my belongings are there. And I saunter into the kitchen, gasping for breath.
What'd you sleep in?
Just undies. Wow. Just undies, bro.
So you...
Yeah.
You had it together enough. Okay. All right.
It was together enough. And so I'm thinking, well, I'm very hungover.
Hey, that's a good movie. That's a good rom-com title. Together Enough.
Together Enough.
Together, honestly, comma, enough. Or no. Yeah, maybe no comma. Together Enough.
Anybody you'd want to star in that?
I don't... Oh, man. Yeah, Miles Teller and Halle Berry.
Yeah, yeah. And then athlete cameo by Bobby Portis from the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
LeBron's son, Bronny.
Yeah, Bronny.
FaZe Clan.
Tim Tebow. George H.W. Bush, the old guy in the wheelchair.
Aldo, from TikTok.
I think died. I do think George H.W. Bush died. But oh, and then Melania Trump.
Okay, great. This sounds like an awesome film. Yeah, I'm tuning in.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Dubtober. I wake up. I saunter into the kitchen.
Oh, and Flo from Progressive.
Right. And Flo Rida as well. I go into the kitchen. I'm heating up water to create hot caffeinated bean water. And I can't say that I felt like this in a long time. I felt so depleted mentally and physically. I was dying. I was truly dying. The anxiety really taking over, feeling so deathly ill. And of course, Benjamin Ross, a man who is made of steel. He's in the crib. He's walking around. He's very put together.
Sure.
No problems detected. And he's, a very conversational man.
He is.
And so naturally, me,
he's
a friend of his.
He's what you call a chatty Cathy.
He is. I would describe him as such. And so he engages me in conversation.
Shout out to my Aunt Cathy.
Yeah, shout out to Cathy. I have an Aunt Cathy as well, sort of. Not by blood, but like by spirit.
I wish I had more spirit aunts. That's a good, not the insect, the human.
The large spirit ant. I've summoned the large spirit ant.
Oh, hello. I'd like to introduce you to my spirit ant.
Welcome to the court. Summon your aunt and get a Dell computer.
So just for people who might be a new listener, old Graham would have said, and I quote, "Hear ye, hear ye. Here lies aunt, the spirit aunt Juliet." But new Graham wouldn't do that. And that's...
Why?
That's the demon we're fighting. I don't know. I don't know, Bree.
I've evolved. I've just evolved, bro. I haven't said cream in a minute. There's a lot of things I put in the bag.
I was born in the dark.
Pause. I'm in the kitchen. I'm creating this caffeine water that makes my heart skip. And... Mm-hmm. This man, he's spewing me up, and I think he realizes at some point that my wits aren't really about me. And so he does this thing.
Uh-oh.
Where he stops what he's done. He leans against the fridge. He looks at me square in the eye. And he goes, "How much of last night do you remember?" The fear that single phrase struck into me.
Now,
I paused.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I stood. Mm-hmm. I stopped what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I look over, dismayed, and I said, "Oh God, what do I have to know? What is there to tell?" And the more information I uncover, I actually don't think it was that bad.
Okay.
You just know, and you've been around you've been around me enough in a drinking world, because none of us are impervious to this sin.
Ooh,
we all are gonna.
Hey.
Lick's gonna win every once in a while.
That's a really profound word choice. Impervious.
It's truth. It's truth.
Well, but it's like
it comes back.
It's like a double edged sword.
Snipes.
Yeah.
It is. It is. Yeah. It is the double edged sword. But at times I can perhaps become a little overly playfully physical. Sometimes I'll throw a punch at a friend. Not a real one.
Folks,
always in the arm, never in
the
face. The
context is that Grammo growing up was built more to repel water. His body type was that more of a slender man than of a D2 tight end.
That's an honor and to be considered.
So what has happened is, as Graham has become a man of New York, Nueva York, for our Espanol listeners.
Right. For Noche Latina night.
Yeah.
for LL tough dos to say.
Yeah. For L dub tobre. Graham, let's just say Graham has put on, como se dice, that weight. And I'm not talking about a kilo. I'm talking about kilos.
I think I've put on at least 30 pounds in the last.
Sure. So what has happened is a man built for the pool has now become a man built for the field. And so he now has this found strength that I think the liquor and his brain, they don't really know about this. They don't really, they're not used to it. They didn't grow up with it. They're getting used to it now. But that's what I think has happened is he's found, like Godzilla has found himself, or I forget the monkey that terrorized New York. What's that one?
King Kong.
King Kong. Yes, like King Kong, he has found his ability to go to beat his chest.
It's true. And honestly, it's well put. I think that kind of is the case. And I'm usually never so inebriated where I would even unleash any sort of beast. Certainly not. I reserve my beast unleashing for the Iron Gymnasium. For whatever reason, it came out. And so I learned that there was never any strays thrown. Just a couple of arm punches. Punch a friend in the balls, I did learn. I have texted that friend. He has not responded. And I can only wonder if that's not good, if that's bad. Mm-hmm. But I think
you have a friend who lives at a place called the Heron who would probably think that's bad. You also have a friend who lives in Charlotte. I don't think it's panic button time.
You know, I don't either. And it's a mixed bag. It's actually a very mixed bag.
Mixed bag of veggies.
It's true. It's carrots, it's cauliflower, and it's broccoli. All the vociferous vegetables. And I don't know. I mean, you tell me. Like, my whole synopsis of the evening is that I was kind of a menace. Mm-hmm. I was being kind of funny, but a little obnoxious. And I was throwing a couple arm punches, one cock punch. And then at the tail end of my night, when they're like, you got to get home. We got to get this guy home. What I did is when Benjamin Ross, my sensei, was getting me ready to go with Otto, our quarterback.
Yep.
He handed me my keys. I threw my keys at him.
Damn. And I know you probably did it laughing. And I know the laugh.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure he wasn't laughing.
Nope.
And after this whole day, and before I get into this, the final deathly blow, I mean, all of that considered, is that really that bad?
I'm not thinking it's a capital punishment worthy. That's for sure.
Because it was that leaning against the fridge, and delivering that line so cinematically that made me question my whole existence.
I think it's a scene in Transformers that we can look back on.
Okay.
I think the actor
Bernie Mac.
I think the actor's name is Sean Alexander. I think he is like the tech guru black guy who gets brought in by the CIA. And as they're interrogating him, he has this line. He's like, so I downloaded a couple thousand songs off the internet. Who hasn't? Who hasn't? In Grammo's defense, so I threw a cock punch and hit a homie. Who hasn't? Who hasn't?
Dude, okay. Dude, this makes me feel so much better.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Mac. Listen, though, it's tough to say, but it's also, it's right to comfort.
Dude. You're a beast. Now, here's the final thing, though. I wake up this morning to go to work.
Uh-oh.
What a brutal day of work it was. Mm-hmm. It was nice, redeeming. I enjoyed the company of my coworkers, and I enjoyed the work I do.
That's right.
So there was redeeming qualities in the day that I had.
That's called reading the fine print. Yep.
You're a man. However, on the way out the door, I go to grab my keys, and I realize they're not anywhere.
Oak Grill in Gainesville. Okay.
the keys, I realized I had stolen my dear friend Sarah, aka Big Man Aiden's girlfriend, stole her keys. They had an AirTag. I'm getting all these AirTag notifications on my phone. Like, you have an AirTag that's not yours, bitch. I realize I don't have mine, and I have hers. And so there's a coordination there. I'm texting her, like, I'll bring them over after work. I'll look for mine. I go over to hers after work. It's cold. It's raining. I'm on the roof. I'm on my hands and knees looking around for keys. And bless her heart, she's helping too. For goodwill. For no other reason but goodwill. Keys nowhere to be found. No idea where they are. Keys, gone. No more keys. Uber, checked with the guy, gone. He ain't got them. They're not in the crib. So the keys are a casualty. And there wasn't anything insane on the keys that I'm going to miss. However, there was a Brooklyn Public Library card that was from the Book of Hove. Limited edition. Scanner guy. And if your boy was ever able to pick up a book and read it, I could do that with that card. That's the only casualty other than my gym scanny guy. Outside of that, not a huge L, but one that really hit. One that hit. And I will say this, and I'm curious from your perspective, because I know that you don't work with a ton of people, but the general sense in the office today, I don't think I had a single conversation with anybody that wasn't hungover. I don't think it happened. I think every single conversation I had was at the same energy level, the same perhaps even energy deficit. I think everybody was kind of on the same page of, I'm kind of dying, but I am here in the office. And you have any of that at all? I mean, the only guy that you really work with is a very, very put together adult man.
Yes.
And so I do not think he was in the same boat as we were.
Honestly, no, bro. I had a call, though, with our special forces in another office. And I could maybe make out of an inkling of similar vibes. But unfortunately, I did not, let's just say, catch up at the water fountain with someone. I actually, that same person made the comment about my eyes. They said, man, you look tired. I'm like, you know, man.
You got one of those?
I got one of those. I got one of those today.
Are those flaw?
I mean, I just think all of a sudden, I've been looking at some pictures. I think I have puffy eyes. I don't know what happened to my eyes.
I think you actually just are tired.
No, but like when I smile now, my eyes are hidden by puff balls. I got to work on that. I don't know how. I got to work on that. I got to work on that.
Couldn't you just maybe just be tired? You're on a flight every other day.
No, Neiman, I'm up early and I go to bed when I need. I'm living a life. I'm enough of this isn't my. Hey, get out of here. Go back to your. Yeah. The annual MacDon Media Day has come and gone, my boy.
That's fair. All in all, I think what I've learned is at 27. There's an alcoholic consumption.
Yeah.
That should just not occur.
Well,
there's a level. There's a level in which you got to take a step back and say, I got to get back to the basics.
Yeah.
I got to get back to what I know. Can't overindulge. And so, therefore, I'm officially swearing off shots.
So flawed. So flawed, Graham.
So until flawed. I meet up with the boys again.
Yeah, Bree. I mean, there's. I think what the better. Can we settle? Can we make a settlement?
I'll make a settlement. If I had to make a major move, I would say I'm going to release the player that's formerly known as Shots.
No, Neiman.
To clear cap space?
No. Dude, I think you release Shots after 11 p.m.
Okay. I think that's a fair compromise. After 11 p.m.
I think there is something beneficial.
Ooh, I just thought about him.
A good liquor shot. Beneficial is a very interesting word choice, but I think for
the guys drink, these guys drink. Sorry,
I think there's something for the energy of the night when one gets consumed responsibly.
Correct. Wasn't consuming them responsibly.
We hate Hamas. They can't even have a shot in their.
That's true.
In their
true.
Area, they can't do that
because they're losers and weenies.
Makes me hungry for a hot dog. Pause. So, bro, I think you swear off shots after like 11, but like if the boys are vibing and they're heading out, I think Amigos chilled in a shot glass is actually like a multivitamin.
It's funny because the tier system of alcohols in relation to the certain groups that are pouring them, like I think it's criminal to drink house tequila. I think it's actually criminal. Yeah. I think you should be imprisoned if you are a frequenter of ordering a house tequila. Yeah. Now, if
you Hornitos don't have is just not gonna.
If you don't have the means,
if you don't have the means.
Is you don't have the fucking means. If you don't have the means.
Old Graham folks would have been like, hey, Holmes. I can't. If you don't have the means.
Hey, Falker. if you don't have the means to pull up and pour out a shot for the homies / get one that's maybe just at Espelon level. And hey, even that is egregious to me.
I actually think Espelon is tasty. I don't know.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay, that's my cutoff though. You can if you're going below that, then you should be tried.
Yeah.
You should be tried by a jury of your peers. But I do hang out with people and I order Casamigos and I get a bunch of shit for it because they're like, dude, you're always ordering this expensive ass liquor. And I'm like, you guys think this is expensive? I hang out with dudes that only exclusively drink 42 in Clase.
Yep.
That is a different level.
Yeah.
That's a different level. And no, it's actually, only that.
So I talked to my buddy Dorbis.
Dorbiquitous. Yeah, right.
Our weekly mention of Dorbis. And I told Dorbis, I said, Dorbis, when in groups and when it counts, I will absolutely always want the Class A and the 42. But I'm starting now to realize, I think for like a bar cart, a home brew, a fun weekend, I think venturing out and getting those other brands that are still very worthy and would fall under that expensive category, not to pat my mama back. I'm paying for it. But I think it's worth the $70, $60, $80 bottle. And I want to explore that price point now. I'm kinda off just like the Dorbis or a Lee, just keeping a 42 on me like a cowboy with a pistol. I don't need that.
It's so true. It's so true. They got that. They got that repeater on.
Yeah, they got that revolver.
I like about you that you go and try new liquors.
Well, it's because
it's an endearing quality.
I'm forced to shop at the god awful store called ABC Liquors. It's a state mandated, state run liquor store.
Right.
So you gotta kind of work with what you're given, and I'm not given a lot. So
who do you think owns and franchises the ABC in Charlotte? Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
Oh, that's a shout out. That's a recall to Fairly Odd Parents. Man, that was lovely, Graham. I don't know, but bruh, let's tie a bow on this one. This has been a lovely one. Let's tie.
I will be better. I will persevere. Do we want to make any predictions for NAV?
Yeah, November's my favorite month. So
is that so?
Yeah, people often think it's October or Dubtober or December, but I'm actually more of a November guy because December to me is like, damn, it's over. Holiday season's over. But November, you're in it. You're in that sweet potato pie. So I'm really excited. And I got some really, really great things on the horizon. So
me too.
Godspeed into November. I got some big stuff on the horizon.
Every single weekend in NAV is ocupado from yours truly. But it is going to be a wonderful month, one of which where I won't black out a single time. No shots after 11 p. And responsibly consuming alcohol in a minimal and cautious way.
Health and the wealth. Gators, it's just worry about FSU and next year. And then the Bucks. I don't really want to talk about that.
Nor do I. Narwhal Nation. Neiman Marcus.
Yeah. Godspeed. And we hate Hamas.
Always had. Always will.